Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It's such a joy and such a privilege and such an honor to be here tonight. As our seasons are changing, I have been traveling, as I'm sure you know if you've been listening to the shows. I've been absolutely all over the globe doing my humanitarian work, and I've had the opportunity to come across some incredible projects and incredible people, and so I thought I'd take the opportunity this evening to share with you some of these amazing and remarkable journeys, and we'll be back to live guests tomorrow. So first, I hope that you are all enjoying this incredible weather. And it doesn't matter where you are, but as we've just gone through here in the United States, a season where we had Passover and we had Easter, it was such an interesting time because a lot of times people think of this time of year as a rebirth or as a renewal, or is a time for the seeds that they've planted in their past to finally come to fruition and to grow. It's a time when people are starting to connect, when people are starting to go outdoors, when people are starting to meet their neighbors and their friends, and they're having a very different experience of life. And one of the things that I've been writing about for many, many years is that why do we wait factor? That why can't it just be a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Monday morning that we actually meet our neighbors and we meet our friends and we have these opportunities to connect? And every year, for maybe 20 years now, maybe even more, I've been speaking at elementary and junior high schools on Career Day. And for a long time, I would talk about so many different careers. When I started talking on Career Day, I would talk about what it was like to be an actress, and I would talk about all of the theater and all of the television and all of the film that I've done. And then I was talking about what it was like to be a dancer as I became Miss Dance of America, Miss Acrobat of the United States, and all of the dance opportunities that I've had throughout the nation and internationally. And then I talked about what it was like to be a business owner as I owned my own studios internationally, and what it was like to run businesses. And then what it was like to be a life coach, or what it was like to be a business coach or a strategist or a healer. All of these different things. And I would constantly talk to the children about these careers. And a couple of years ago, I had this epiphany about these are young minds that I have the opportunity to mold, that I have the opportunity to open, that I have the opportunity to share, that I have the opportunity to give, that I have the opportunity to bridge. And I decided to speak on philanthropy. And philanthropist is a very big word to write on the blackboard. If you've ever written your name or talked in front of a group of children and you said, you know, hi, this is Smith, or and you write it on the blackboard, whatever your name might be, the word philanthropist is a very big word to spell. And I would tell these children that a philanthropist is somebody that gives something to someone that needs something, that's in need. And if you ever gave somebody a hug when they were sad, that you're a philanthropist. And if you ever made somebody laugh when they were down, that you're a philanthropist. And if you ever shared your sandwich or your candy or your toy, that you are a philanthropist. And I taught them the idea of sharing and giving. And then I would have fake money that I would bring with me, and I would give each child $20 out of the play money. And I brought a whole bunch of toys with me to all of the schools, and I made little stores. And for up to $12, they could buy any of the toys in my store. So they all went home with the toy. And whatever money was left from that play money, that $20, that $8 or, you know, $9 or $10, whatever was left from that $20, they got to be philanthropists. And they would get to give that money to the puppies at the SPCA, or they could send a kid to camp, or they could give somebody an education, or they could give it to their church, or they could help somebody that was sick. And I would teach them that you could be any career and that you could be a philanthropist, and you could even be a philanthropist in first grade, or in kindergarten, or in fourth grade, that you could even be a philanthropist. And the kids would write me letters saying, when I grow up, I'm going to be a philanthropist, or right now, I am a philanthropist. And I found it's really interesting because since I've been knighted and traveling the world doing humanitarian work, but I cannot tell you how many children are out there doing extraordinary things. Organizations like the Earth Guardian, these amazing children that are making a difference on our planet and our Earth. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can even see that I posted today a TEDx Junior talk. This young man who is a mere 16 years old, and yet he was on the front of the Wall Street Journal. And he was talking about that he thinks that schools actually don't make you smart, but in a way how they can make you stupid, that they can actually curb your growth or stop your growth, and that he was a C average kid that wasn't learning from the school system, and he loved to create. He had this ability to create, and he saw a competition that you can create with a team a new product or a new idea. And so he got together a group of kids and he came up with this new product or new idea for the future. And not only did he win that competition, but he started winning competitions everywhere, one after the other. Tons and tons and tons and tons and more and more and more competitions. And when people asked him what he did differently than all the other teams and all the other kids, he said that all the other teams would show PowerPoints or they would explain their creation. And that his team, they actually went out and they built it. They created the creation. They created something of the future. And that when they went to speak to other kids in high schools and share their idea and try to solicit more kids, that not only were kids not interested, but that kids were embarrassing them and mocking them for their ideas. But yet when they did the same presentation for elementary school children, they got very excited about it. So somewhere between elementary and junior high, there is this link where we are stopping creativity in our children. And I know at one point I was working on a television show, and the television show was called New Earth News. And it was the people, the places, the resources and events that transformed the planet. And we would travel all over the world and bring the top stories to television and to the news. And whether that was bamboo housing, whether that was crop circles, whether that was healing the ozone, whatever the pulse of the latest story in technology, in science, in healing and health, we were there. We were the forerunners of bringing the stories and breaking those stories to the world. And I remember when we were working on the ozone layer, we went to elementary schools here and in Scotland, and England, and New Zealand, and we went to one after the other, and we would ask these children, do you know what's happening with the ozone? And these little kids, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, knew more than most adults about what was happening, and they were reading about it in their little Highlights magazine, or they were learning about it in school, or the kids in New Zealand had to wear long sleeves because of the sun. And they all had ideas of how we can prevent anything further from happening to the ozone. And not only that, but how to heal the ozone layer as it exists right now. And I was blown away by their answers. Absolutely blown away. And I remember one little girl, she was so cute. Maybe she was only like 4 or 5 years old. And her first idea was to give the clouds vitamins, which I thought was so sweet. But I understood what she meant, because a lot of the plants can emit nutrients to the clouds, and she understood that, but her verbiage was that you want to give the clouds vitamins. And then this little girl, 4 or 5 years old at that point, she said, you should just call Bill Gates, because I'm sure if he knew there was a problem, he would fix it. And the idea that kids have these ideas
And there's an organization that works with the White House and that works with the United Nations. And it's a group of children between 11 years old and 14 years old that travel the world. And every year they take a new group of children between 11 and 14 years old, and they take tutors with them, and they trot around the world, and they talk to all of these different countries and all of these different kids, and they come back at the end of the year, and they speak to the United Nations and say, the children of the world think you should do this. It's remarkable. Their answers, their honesty, their truths, their future is so clear, is so concise. And we look at some of the pressures that are being put on our children today. And one of the things that I would love to share with you is this remarkable man that I've had the opportunity to work with just recently. And his name is Rob Siegel. And Rob was a prominent attorney who decided that he did not want to be a lawyer. He was pressured into law. And instead of walking away from the law, he had decided that he was going to end his life. And luckily for all of us, it was an attempt that was not successful. But when he came back, he did not realize all of the choices that were before him. And he's come back as an advocate and as a spokesperson against suicide. And really, what he targets and what he talks to is children in today's world and teens in today's world. And how many kids are bullied and how many kids are pressured right now and how many kids are not given the choice to be creative, to be as smart as they are, to think the way that they think, which might not be the way that our school system has aligned them to think. And through his book and through his speaking engagements, he is able to open doors wide open for kids to understand that there are choices and there are resources and there are other people and that suicide is not an answer. And all of the different ways that you can be valued as a human being and that you are valued as a human being. And also a remarkable resource for adults dealing with children that are feeling lost or feeling trapped or feeling they're not like other kids, or that they might have ideas that are almost too profound or too ahead of our times and how you deal with those children. And then he even talks about resources for adults and for veterans and for anybody that really needs an outreach. And he has become such a success story and has been able to share his path and his journey to happiness in such a beautifully moving and spectacular way that I myself, the first time that I read his story, was just absolutely moved to tears. I was so blown away that somebody could be so wrong and so real and so honest in all that they're doing. And so I'd rather, you know, his book, I'd rather, which I highly recommend that everybody look under Rob Siegel, because it teaches you, even if you're happy in your life, how to get happy. How do you let go of people? How do you learn to love people from a distance? How do you take accountability? How do you trust in a different way? How do you acknowledge your magical gifts and talents and all these things that are wrapped up inside of you? And so all of these things are so important, and a healthy and a happy life is so important to our youth and to the growing of our youth. And I know that we're going to take a break in just a moment, but when I come back, I'd like to stay on the youth for just a couple minutes, because there are a few programs that I think are so important that I'd love to share with you, whether you're an adult or a child. And then I have a really special, phenomenal interview for you. So hang in there, and we will return here on Passionate.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living, and we're back with live guests tomorrow and tonight. I wanted to take the opportunity to share with you some of the things that I have found most profound, most riveting, most seat-edging, most eye-opening as I have been traveling over these past few months around the world. And those of you that have been following my humanitarian work and some of the organizations that I've worked with, each and every one, absolutely, absolutely making a difference on the planet. And you can always go to my website, ambassadorofkindness.net, to find out the local charities that we're working with, or international charities. And if you have a charity, or you have a foundation, or you have an organization that is making a difference on the planet, please feel free to reach out to me. I am always looking to share information, happy to share information that's making a positive impact on our planet and on our world. Before we went to break, I was talking about the Earth Guardians and talking about some of these amazing organizations and some of our kids today in this beautiful TED Talk. If you go to my Facebook homepage today, you will be able to see this incredible TED Junior Talk that I was blown away by, and I've shared it with more people today. This 16-year-old boy who speaks more profoundly, clearer, with more heart, with more vision, with more direction than almost any adult I've ever seen, and on the education system and on stifling creativity in our youth. And if you have been on any of my websites, maybe over the past 8 years, you may see a little logo that says Super Camp, which is something that I also support, which is quantum learning. And if you know anything about quantum learning, it teaches you that everybody learns differently. That some people are kinesthetic learners, that some people are auditory learners, that some people are visual learners, that we all have a way of learning. And what Super Camp is and what it does, it's an amazing camp that you can find at Boston University, at Stanford. You can find them all over the world, in Hong Kong, Switzerland, and they have just exploded. And for kids all the way up to 23, so it takes them through their SATs, it takes them through their college years, but it teaches kids during this incredible camp that's fun and exciting and adventurous and better than any summer camp in the world. But at the same time, they are higher learning, and they are learning to learn for their archetype. So they are going to learn the way that they learn, and then they translate that into trigonometry. They translate that into English literature, and they learn their own mental capacity and process. And then they take that learning, that ability to receive information, and they're able to receive information from every aspect of life. And they go back, and their grades are through the sky. I mean, these kids just are acing the SATs. These kids are just doing unbelievable college. They're doing unbelievable life and interviews and work and business. They become successful professionals because the way they take in information is the way that their mind and consciousness is aligned to learn. And they even have a program for parents, so you learn how your child learns, so you can even assist in the process. And it's fun, and it truly is one of the best programs out there. And so I always send people to Super Camp. And it's funny, they have a little video that shows you these kids learning. I've probably seen this video 200 times through the years, you know, in version of Super Camp. But every time I watch the little video, I cry because it's so exciting to see the kids get it. You know, it's so thrilling to see their faces, or to see the joy of learning, the joy of understanding their capacity, the joy of feeling invincible and smart, and that everything is possible. And that's what Super Camp does. So I absolutely love Super Camp. And then one of the other programs I wanted to share with you today, and then I got a special thing I want to talk to you about today. But one of the other programs that we had talked about was the Team Project. And the Team Project, I brought Laurie on the show
many times who runs the team project, and Lori wrote a book called Punished for Purpose. And I know the first time that I saw her speak, I fell deep into my chair. There was a heaviness in my body, and my heart hurt that anybody had to go through what she went through, that anybody would experience what she went through. And she was truly abused by her father, and I know that you know people that have been abused by a parent or someone that they trust or a loved one. And nobody believed her, and then her parents or her dad had said that something was wrong with her and accused her of things she didn't do, and she ended up in a mental institution that he put her in. And when she got out, she ended up on a very tough road of drugs and sex and a lot of things. And she, when you talk about Ron Flatelman, he didn't go any further down than she possibly went. And somebody rescued her, a stranger rescued her and gave her an education and gave her a place to stay. And not only did she totally turn her life around and become this strong, strong, strong spokesperson and incredible figure for women and for abuse survivors around the world, but the team project, to me, she is like Harriet Tubman, because she has created the team project, which are homes that get kids off the street and give them hope and give them education and give them schooling. But one of the most important things that I've watched her do through the years is they have a texting program. That is correct. Not sexting, texting, T-E-X-T, because statistics show that kids that don't even have a bed, that don't have food, that don't have shoes, very often will have a phone that they stay connected, as we talk about this technology. And a child can be anywhere in the nation. And if you're in another country, I surely hope that they have the same kind of program in your country. But they can literally text help or shelter or food or bed or whatever that is. And somebody will come and assist them. Any teen they can text shelter to, or they can text team project, and somebody will come pick them up, get them safe, get them warm, get them fed, get them taken care of. It's amazing that there are resources for these kids to be able to help them, kids that have been misunderstood, kids that have been abused, kids that are on the outside. It is a doorway, a pathway, a bridge in. It is a cocoon. It is a place to swaddle these kids in love and light, and joy, and happiness, and bliss, and glory, and possibilities, and all of the things that they so deserve. And so, you know, very often we come to the tax year, and we're like, oh, we have to give money away, and we need it as a write-off. But what if there were organizations like the Teen Project, like the Earth Guardians projects that are really making a difference in the world? There's a runaway project that takes kids out of slavery, the Project Runaway, Project Railroad, if you, you know, can check that on my websites. And there are so many good causes and so many kids that right now are struggling to break free, that are the future, that have the ideas and the creativity and the craft and all of the know-how to be able to offer us really a Shangri-La of a lifetime, instead of a planet of destruction, instead of a planet where all of our resources are being depleted. These kids have a way and the know-how and the understanding to be able to nurture the earth and nurture the planet, nurture each other and nurture life. And they know how to come up with solutions, and they know how to create things we haven't even ever imagined are being created. And they are connected, and they are connected around the world, and they're connected to resources, and they know how to tap into those resources, and they know how to research in ways that we've never been able to research before. And so all of these organizations that are making such a profound, such a wonderful, such a life-changing difference are really worth looking into, really worth taking a step towards, really worth making the difference. And no matter what level that you're looking to help, there are amazing organizations for the arts. If you want to be able to send kids to the arts, to have them dance, to have them sing, to have them paint, there are organizations that I can guide you to for that. One of my favorite organizations is an organization called Challenge Air that pilots take kids that are handicapped or crippled or terminally ill up into a plane, and these kids that feel constricted, they can fly, and they let them fly the planes. And so there are just so many wonderful things out there. But if you're looking to be wowed, go to my Facebook page, see the TEDx Junior Talk today, and really see these brilliant, 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 incredibly sharp and thoughtful and powerful and resourceful minds of our future to be. So more when we return here on Passionate Living, and I have information to share with you that could change your health and your life when we return.
Running barefoot over golden land, while singing songs we didn't understand, in a language no one knew, no one except me.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living. This is such a special show tonight because I've had the opportunity to talk about some of the programs and some of the people that I've been meeting as I've been traveling over the past few months that have made such an incredible difference. And one of the things that has amazed me, as you've been listening to the show, are these children that I have met, these children of the future today. Incredibly remarkable, smart, intuitive children that are shaping our future and our tomorrow. And if you have any organizations that you are working with that are making a difference, that are creating a change, or any really special astounding people, as you know, that I talked to you, we've had the blind traveler on, this young man who's blind and literally is traveling the world and writing the book as he's seeing the world through other people's lives. I mean, just one after the other, more stellar, more astounding, more beautiful, and more brilliant. And we have the opportunity to guide children. I remember that Harry Chapin, who is one of my favorite singers and favorite artists of all time. If you remember Cats in the Cradle and Taxi, Harry Chapin was a huge humanitarian, huge philanthropist, and many of the organizations, if you've ever researched him, are still very much working today and making a difference in our planet and our world. And Harry used to say that wouldn't it be wonderful if the Monday after Thanksgiving, all of the principals and all of the schools or all the headmasters called all of the children into a general assembly and said, as the headmaster, said as the principal, you know, as your principal, I am so proud of you that you are the most incredible boys and girls in the world. And I am so proud of all the cans of food you collected and all of the food that you put together and all of the people that you fed this Thanksgiving, all of the homeless people and all of the kids that didn't have food. And you were remarkable, and I am so proud to be your principal or your headmaster. And then the following thing he should say is, but I have a question for you. What are they going to eat next week? And simply by posing that question and opening the gateway for the conversation,
opening that space for children to talk about that and to come up with solutions, how different our world would be if we started that, if we allowed that, if we shared that, if we just literally tipped the idea for children to then be able to pour in and to share. Wouldn't that be remarkable? And so things that you say to kids today and the way that you listen to kids today really can make a difference in your world, in future generations, in their world, in this planet, in our nations, internationally. And so many of our children are involved in this election. I cannot believe how many children are making phone calls and out of these elections. They're more involved than ever before. And I really believe that the difference is because, you know, they have this creativity, they have this knowingness, they have this understanding, and they're ready to soar, they're ready to fly, and that by tethering them, we are not serving them or us as a nation, as a country, or as a world, internationally, if you're listening from other countries, which you may be, then certainly I know in whatever country you're in, it's the same. These kids are absolutely remarkable. And being able to give them that space, that a landing pad is a launching pad, and as they come in, and we love on them, and we nurture them, and we care for them, we also launch them into the future to spread their wings and become the beautiful children that they're meant to be, and that they're here to live their visions and their hopes and their dreams, which is really what passionate living is about, that we're all able to live our hopes and our passions and our dreams. I told you I had a special surprise, and I wanted to talk to you about a program, a revolution, an evolution that is quickly changing the face of health and fitness. It is something called Wild Fit. So if you're writing, you can write that down, Wild, W-I-L-D, Fit. And really based on the premise that health is natural. I'll say that again, health is natural, and health is absolutely natural. And if you think about the Wild Fit diet, it's not a diet the way that other people do a diet, that you're on this diet and you're on this diet, and then all of a sudden you go off the diet and you lose weight or gain weight and you go back onto the diet again. It's really understanding your relationship with food. It's a different way of you being able to live with vitality, with strength, with endurance, with focus, with optimal health. Optimal health. That means that any aches, any pains, any problems, anything that you've had in your past, difficulty sleeping, difficulty thinking, you know, any joints, any kind of problems, any kind of sickness, any kind of illness, your body can restore its health and your body can live in a healthy state as it was meant to live. And the idea that every species has a diet, how elephants have a diet, and tigers have a diet, and little hamsters, you know, or your goldfish have a diet, and that the human body actually has things that it's supposed to take in. The human body has things that are nutrients that feed it, that nurture it, that pour energy and love and light and graciousness and wisdom and goodness and all of these things inside. And when you know for you what is right for your body, it's one of the most remarkable journeys on the planet. It's incredible because people have lost crazy weight on this. I know, I mean, I read the stories and I've seen people I know that look like 1/100 of the person in size or 1/10 of the person in size, and yet they are 1 trillion stronger. They are 1 bazillion times more successful in their business, in their lives, in their relationships, and their health, in their well-being. It's a turnaround like I have never seen before. And I've been following Wild Fit and researching Wild Fit, and I even put myself through the Wild Fit program to learn. And originally, I was going to be on the outside. I wanted to simply learn this information because I love learning information. So I can share it in part with other people, so I can speak about it on stages, so I can give to other people, so I can help other people. I'm like the little Pac-Man. I go around information, and I have this insatiable hunger, this insatiable appetite for information, and I take it in, and I devour it, it becomes part of me, and then I share it. And my original intent with Wildfit was, I knew this information was information that would change my life and change the life of every person that I touch in the future, because it was that powerful and that strong, and I really wanted to learn it. But what I found was, as I was learning about the Wildfit program, and as I was learning about myself, and as I was learning about humanity, and as I was learning about the lineage and our connections, and learning about basically every species and fruit, flower and tree, and everything that is alive, and everything that thrives, and everything that's connected, and how it evolutionary way has affected us when we step away from the path that we're meant to be on, and how chemicals and how things are created, and how they're, I mean, I have learned so much, and I have changed my concepts and understanding around food, around nature, around even my mind and my consciousness, and when I'm hungry, why I'm hungry, and what I'm hungry for. And I know that in just a mere matter of being on Wildfit, it's almost like being pregnant, except that your body is going down instead of out, where people say, what happened? You look radiant, you were glowing. People say their hair just grows and grows, their nails get strong, your skin looks beautiful. Your skin looks just like you have just had 1,000 facials. I mean, it is polished and it is clear, and it is, and people are free of aches and pains and traumas and dramas. And people that are, wanting to lose weight, their body changes and they're losing weight. And people that want to, become strong, endurance and run marathons and do whatever, whatever your goals are, they will be met because you are aligning with your optimal health. You are aligning with your natural ability. You are aligning with the you that you were always supposed to be, and nurturing it in a way it was always supposed to be nurtured. And it is so simple because it's real. It's not like you can't have this and you can't have that, you can't do this and you can't do that. It's not about that at all. It's not about taking things away from your desire. It's about allowing the life force to be plentiful, and allowing yourself the ability and the knowledge and the know-how and the resources to be able to open your arms to the life force that's available, and be able to align with that and connect with that in a way in which your life will never be the same. Your strength will never be the same. Your flexibility, everything that you long for, everything that you dreamed of, everything that you hoped of, and being able to live in a human body, an unlimited human body, a human body that is here, that can do absolutely anything and be anything and feel anything, and is always healthy, because healthy is its natural state. We are meant to be healthy. We are meant to be aligned. And if you are looking for optimal health, if you are looking for not a on again, off again diet, not a fad, not a, if you are a knowledge junkie, if you are interested in really making a difference in your body and your life, and really knowing what it could be like to wake up absolutely free, absolutely healthy, absolutely healthy, absolutely strong, absolutely aligned with your sexuality, aligned with your instincts, aligned with your passions, aligned with your desires, aligned with your happiness, aligned with your athletic ability, aligned with your success and your focus and your visions and your dream and everything that you are meant to do, to be able to say it really is heaven on earth. This is the way we were supposed to be in human form. Then if you're looking for that, I highly recommend Wild Fit. So more when we return here and more keys to happiness on Passionate Living.
If your love is a temple, I wanna stay inside. It's cold in the dark when you're left outside. The sky is bluer, just like years ago, across my heart. Don't let me go. The times are changing, but nothing stays the same.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living. As I was talking about the Wild Fit program, which is absolutely extraordinary, you can Google it, you can go to it, you can ask me questions, you can find me and Nicole at NicoleBrandonY.com, and I'm always happy to share information as I gather information on my travels and through my life. And certainly this is a program that has made such a life-altering difference, not just in my own life, but so many people and so many leaders and transformational people around the world that have been striving since day one, being here, knowing that their vision and their mission was to make a difference in the world, and being able to find a program like Wild Fit that literally gives you this incredible amount of energy and alignment to be able to really live your wishes and your wants and dreams. And so as I always bring to you keys of the future and keys of success and keys of happiness, this is certainly one that I'm sharing with you that you can send your way that will make an incredible, incredible, incredible difference in your life. And as I've been traveling, it's been such an incredible time. For those of you that know, we are now in going into the blending season. And I've had Hourglass Bride. And if you listen in on our other evenings, you'll hear the Hourglass Bride show is the number one relationship show internationally. And when I originally started Hourglass Bride, my idea was to be able to give brides or young couples resources that they would not be able to find somewhere else. So if your parents got divorced when you were five and they were coming to the wedding and this was the first time that they were coming to the wedding, then you would learn how to be able to talk to them, how to deal with them, how to handle that. If you were moving into a house and you wanted to get pregnant, then would you first time home buying, how do you do that? And would you move into a house that's near a nursery school or near a school system, if you're looking at buying a house for a future, if you're having trouble getting pregnant, feng shui, and how do you either feng shui your house for better sex or better relationship or for pregnancy. And it's interesting because that's how it started. And now here I am almost 6 years later doing these shows, and it's really become about relationships and about intimacy, because there are couples that have been married 25 years, even 50 years, that are still looking for deeper intimacy. There are women that have been raped or abused that are looking to learn how to trust and how to love again. And there are people who have lost a spouse or a loved one that don't know how to start over. A 23-year-old woman whose husband got killed in war overseas and is left with children and doesn't know where to go for resources. And as we've been doing these shows, each and every week, I'm so blown away by the guests that continue to march on in and share their stories and share their ideas and share their ideals and share their resources on how to live a healthier and happier and more joyous life. And that has always really been my goal, is to bring you the secrets and the tools and the keys and the doorways and the windows and the pathways and the bridges and the know-how of how to lead and live a happy life
And I'm always so privileged and so pleased when you reach out to me, when somebody sends me a Facebook note, if somebody sends me an email with a resource and saying, did you know there was this incredible therapy? Even for an example, somebody sent me the wave therapy for veterans, which is like Watsu, where being under the water in the warm water literally can reset the body and help people instead of all the stress. And PTSD really does a remarkable work in healing that. And when somebody sends me something like that, it's just like a golden gem, and it's the same in relationships. And so I love sharing and I love learning. And I know that each and every one of you have the ability to share and the ability to care. And as we're wrapping up today's show, I'd love to take you and back to the top of the show, where I was talking about a way in which we can love our resources and we can take the resources that we have and share them with our neighbors and our friends. And know your neighbor's name. Know who lives to the left of you or who lives to the right of you or who lives across the street or the people in the supermarket or the people that serve you. And know who they are. Know the parents of your children's friends. Know the people that are teaching your children and the people that you work with. And say hello. Step outside your world and say hello. And if my theory was correct, the way that I work with children and teach children on Career Day, how being a philanthropist is literally giving somebody something that they need, that if somebody is sad, a hug can make you a philanthropist. By telling somebody a joke or making them smile, that can make them a philanthropist. By sharing your food or your resources, you're a philanthropist. By giving of your time, you're a philanthropist. By sharing your love, by sharing your hope, by sharing your heart, by sharing your care, by sharing your wisdom, by sharing your courage, you're a philanthropist. So you don't need to be a millionaire to be a philanthropist. And you can be any career in the world and be a philanthropist. And it takes so little to make a difference. It takes so little to make someone smile, to create change. And that one little ripple that moves on and on and on and on and on and touches another soul and touches another soul and touches another soul and touches another soul. And in just your languaging and the way that you say thank you and just the way that you appreciate the small things that people do for you, the service that you're given, the awareness, the beautiful day, the joy, the light, everything that's in front of you, that gratitude can elevate you, can change you, can literally open doorways to worlds that we never knew were possible. And if you look at where to share and to give your time, simply look in your moment and see what brings you the most joy. And if that's children, there's so many ways we can work with children. And whatever the way is, if you're working with Alzheimer's, if you're working with elderly, if you're working with nature, if you're working with Pachamama, the Pachamama Alliance says that there are no small parts on the planet, that everybody on the planet has a part to play. And if it's your part to shut the water when you brush your teeth, great. If it's your part to buy shampoo that's not animal tested, fantastic. If it's your part to recycle, probably wonderful. If it's your part to use a computer and not to print something out, amazing. If it's your part to buy products that come from factories that they don't use child labor or child slavery or products that they don't use pesticides that are hurting the people that are picking them. Whatever your choice is, to buy free range organic, to make a difference. Anything, no GMO, whatever your stand is, whatever is the calling of your heart, do that. Because if everybody on this planet followed the calling of their heart, what a different world would be. So there are no small parts. Your part is significant. You are significant. You are a life changer. You are a world changer. You are effective. You are changing tomorrow today. You are literally lifting up spirits and hopes and visions and dreams. And you can indeed live that heaven on earth, that life that you always knew you were meant to live. And so I wish you all an incredible, incredible journey on the pathway of philanthropy and of giving. But mostly, don't forget to give to you, nurture you, honor yourself, love yourself, remind yourself how grateful you are, how wonderful you are, how capable you are, and know that each and every one of your dreams indeed can come true. So this is Nicole Brand, and we look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate.